Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Before we get back to the emails, I want to highlight this again just because it's so heavy. My buddy Mike Slater does a show on the First TV, the same channel I'm on, and he had on this young lady, Chloe Cole. And I'm not going to put words in her mouth, but I played it earlier this week. I'm going to play it again for you just because it brings it home what's at stake here. Articles and headlines and things like that. Lots of times, while they get across appropriate information, they're not personal. It doesn't make it real. When we talk about this child trans, child mutilation industry, it can get depersonalized, and it shouldn't, because, man, listen to this.
So I was put on puberty blockers only about half a year after I had a gender dysphoria diagnosis, and a month or so after that I was put on testosterone, and this is all the age of 13, so it was very quickly paced. And just 2 years later, after my sophomore year ended, was when I underwent a double mastectomy. It was the only surgery I had, but it was devastating. And the thing that really pulled me out of it was almost a year afterward, when I was taking a psychology class, I was learning about things like parenting and child development. And I came to the realization that it might not be something. Being a parent, being a mother might not be something that I'll be able to experience as an adult. And now that my breasts are gone, I'll never have that special experience of breastfeeding and bonding with my children.
Is that not so sad? Because of people pushing her at the age of 13. What 13-year-old boy or girl even knows what's up is up or down is down? You don't know. And even if you do, because there are a bunch of kids who listen to this show, a bunch of level-headed future anti-communists. But you can be manipulated by parents, media, social media, especially schools. 13 years old. Imagine making a 13-year-old or a decision at 13 years old that negatively affects the rest of your life. That's what's at stake. All right. Quick. Let's get back to the emails. Last night we did some funny calls. In case you missed it, there were some really, really funny ones. Gosh, I'm still laughing about some of them. Of the worst you've ever screwed up at work. This one was a good one. Part-time pink flower. I know I'm a day late on this, but it's kind of funny not to tell. I worked at Home Depot through college and was certified on every piece of equipment. I can fit the sit-down forklift through the regular sliding doors. However, the stand-up reach truck is too tall. I completely forgot about this and ran a big old truck through the door. Costed the Home Depot about $6,000 to fix, and I was immediately drug tested. Luckily, all the managers liked me as an employee. When they asked me what happened, I told them that they should have bought bigger doors. Oh, I did that. Remember when I did that with the U-Haul? I've told you that story about when I was when I got out of the Marines. While I was in the Marines, I discovered that I do not enjoy living with other people. I know you're going to find that shocking, but there are things about other people that bother me, mainly things like not picking up after yourself and stuff like that. It just grated on me. And I swore to myself when I got out of the Marines, I would not live with another human being until the day I got married. And I said, look, if I have to get an apartment in the worst part of town, I don't care what it is. I'm never living with someone till the day I get married. And here's how committed I was to this. When I got out, I had already had my apartment lined up. I didn't get down to Tucson in time, so my apartment wasn't quite ready that day. I had to go stay with my folks, my parents. I stayed with them one night, woke up the next morning and drove right to my apartment and moved in. That's how committed I was to it. But eventually, the wife was lucky enough to meet me. And what, Chris? And we eventually got married and obviously made the big decision to move in with her after we got married. But we did. Got married, and then as soon as we got married, wanted to move in together. So that was the day I was moving out of my apartment. I didn't have any money for movers or anything like that, so I had to go get a U-Haul. That's all we got when I was a kid. It was always a U-Haul. We did all our own moving. So I go get a U-Haul, and I drive it down to my apartment. And I still to this day don't know what I was thinking because I never do stuff like this. But I drive the U-Haul up to my apartment, and the apartment had these covered parking spaces. Now, they're not garages. They just had this piece of sheet metal all over all these public parking private parking spaces. Why I can't talk. And I drove the U-Haul right up to these daggone things and just, boom, I clipped the side of it. And because it's sheet metal, it just starts folding up like a bed sheet. So I ended up taking off. It had to be 100 feet of sheet metal off the top of these things. Gosh, that was one of the worst moments. And then I had to go back to U-Haul with no money and try to explain why there was a brand new fresh gouge in the side of the U-Haul truck, which I had to pay for. Financially, just wiped me out. Freshly married, financially devastated. Dear handsome, world-famous author of the Anti-Communist Manifesto, available for pre-order at jessekellybook.com, Chris. Buenas tardes, she says.
Buenas tardes.
As a 49-year-old dime, I find myself wondering about certain mysteries of life. If I am lucky enough to get to heaven, I have a list of questions for our Almighty. One, who shot JFK? The mob. The mob, probably in conjunction with the CIA, because the JFK had talked about wanting to get rid of the CIA after they screwed everything up at the Bay of Pigs. Well, the CIA was already working hand-in-hand with the mob, trying to assassinate Castro in Cuba, so there was already a relationship there. And if you're doubting what I just said about the mob being involved, do keep in mind that Jack Ruby, the man who famously killed Lee Harvey Oswald before he could really sit down and give a whole lot of testimony, Jack Ruby's real name was Jack Rubinsky. Jack Rubinsky was a Jewish mobster. He came up under Meyer Lansky's Jewish mafia that worked hand in hand with the Italian mafia. And he was running a strip club in Dallas, a mob owned strip club. So the mob guy took out Lee Harvey Oswald. In case you're wondering why this was done, keep in mind John F. Kennedy wanted to get elected president. He was a Catholic. That seems like a ridiculous thing to matter now, right? But back then it was a big deal. There had never been a Catholic president. John F. Kennedy's father, Jack Kennedy, had worked hand in hand with all the mobsters during Prohibition, running booze over the border from Canada. And so he approached the mob in places like Chicago and told them, it was Sam Giancana was in charge at the time, and Santo Traficante was running the mob in Florida, and Carlos Marcello was running the mob in New Orleans, and he approached them before the election and said, hey, I would love for you to deliver some votes for my son, because I'd really like my son to be president. And mob said, oh, okay, sure. I mean, obviously, you're going to treat us right, right? And he said, oh, of course, just help my son become president. They do, allegedly, this is the alleged part, they allegedly did help him bundle those votes up to become president. JFK promptly appoints his brother as the head law enforcement officer of the nation, the attorney general, and then his brother goes after the mob, tooth and nail, and not only goes after them, mocks them publicly. We've played the testimony before of him, I forget which gangster it was, mocking the guy, accusing a famous mobster of being a little girl because the mobster laughed. I see you're giggling there, you little girl with your laughter. Apparently the mob did not appreciate that very much at all. And maybe you're still sitting there saying, Jesse, that's crazy. It would never happen. But there are all kinds of mobsters who have written books about this stuff, and they all sell essentially the same story. They all tell essentially the same story that's what happened. There's a famous line. There's a book called I Heard You Paint Houses. It's a really, really cool mob book. They made a Netflix movie about it, which sucked, with Robert De Niro, but the book itself is great. I heard you paint houses. I think the main mobster's name in it is Frank Sheeran, if I remember right. Not a full-blown mobster because he wasn't Italian, but he was one of the guys who just shot a bunch of people for them. He killed a bunch of them. Frank Sheeran, I think, is his name. Anyway, there's a scene there with Frank and one of the head mob guys from Buffalo. Buffalo actually has a very, very powerful mob, or did. I don't know how powerful they are anymore. And they're talking about killing Jimmy Hoffa. And Frank Sheeran didn't want him to kill Jimmy Hoffa, even though he was the one who killed Jimmy Hoffa. Frank Sheeran didn't want him to kill Jimmy Hoffa. And he tells him, hey, I mean, are you sure you can, even kill Jimmy Hoffa? When he's talking to this mob guy. And the mob guy tells him, hey, they can kill a president. They can kill the president of a union. That's how the mob ran stuff back then. And I actually didn't get to any more of these questions, and I will get to them in just a moment because they're good ones. And also war with China. What are they going to do? How are they going to handle their own troops? That's an interesting conversation. You know what's not interesting? Having to clean up after your dog because his digestive system doesn't work properly. I have the most spoiled, pathetic, embarrassing dog in the world who has anxiety problems, and he gets an upset stomach when someone leaves. If I go get the mail, he'll wait by the door whining and whimpering until I get back. Like I said, he's very stressed for a dog that's so spoiled, and it affected his food. He would have problems after every meal. That's how we discovered Rough Greens. Natural vitamins, minerals. It's a nutritional supplement you pour on your dog's food. Fred doesn't have digestive problems anymore. If your dog is lethargic or hyperactive or getting up there in years, joints hurting, think about introducing your dog to real nutrition for the first time ever, because he's not getting it in his dog food. They have free Jumpstart trial bags right now. Free. All you have to do is go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. All right? roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, rolling along on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and I can't believe I haven't done it yet. My goodness, it's Friday.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Lady wants to know, is Bigfoot real? No. What's the real deal with Area 51? There aren't aliens. I'm sorry. There aren't any aliens there. I want there to be aliens there. I need there to be aliens there. But there aren't any aliens there. And three, what's the make and model of the Jesse Kelly midlife crisis car? Thank you for changing people's lives, and please let the bar eat. Jesse, I've been wondering about the question, if China does go to war, considering how they treat their people, will their soldiers fight, or will they be like Iraq and just kind of try to fight? I would love to hear this. Oh, no, they'll fight. And this is why. You know about the Korean War, the Forgotten War. We don't talk enough about it. No one does. But this is what they would do. Their people were ill-equipped. They're a lot better equipped now, but their people were ill-equipped. They didn't even have enough rifles for everybody. So what they would do was they would create three lines. So there's a line of dudes, right? We're going right to left, a line of dudes. And then there's another line of dudes going right to left behind them. And then there's another dudes going right to left behind them, right? You got me? So three straight lines right there, parallel to each other. The first dudes, they were the dudes with the guns. And they would charge up the hill towards the Marines and Army who were dug in around Chosin Reservoir. Just charge up the hill. The line of dudes behind them would be running behind them. Why? They didn't have guns. And their job was to pick up the gun of the guy in front of you when he dies, and he will. Now, that's the first two lines. You know what the back line was? The back line were Chinese troops whose job it was to mow down anyone who retreated. Anyone in the first two lines who decided, I don't feel like getting shot in the face today, I think I'll turn around and go home, I'd like to see my wife again. Anyone who turned around got shot by the line that was in the back. Soviets were infamous about doing this during, especially during World War II when the Nazis were in there. If you've ever seen good documentaries about it, there are great ones. I think they even show this a little bit in that movie, Enemy at the Gates, although I haven't seen that movie in ages. Based on a true story, they take some serious liberties in there, but based on a true story, the Soviets would simply set up machine gun nests behind their own troops, and they were there designed so any Soviet who turned around and ran the other way would get mowed down, and they wouldn't. It's not like they're going to shout out a warning, hey, please stop, don't make me do it. No, the second he turns around, you just mow him right down. And this is part of communism. This is part of the reason they're anti-humans. Life is so cheap. Life just doesn't mean anything. Whereas if you had an accident where, let's say you're on the road and maybe you're texting or something and you shouldn't, or something like that. You know what? Not even something that's your fault. You're driving down the road and a tire blows out. And so all of a sudden your car veers off and boom, you hit someone on the sidewalk. You would feel horrible, wouldn't you? Even if it wasn't your fault. That's a human being. That's a unique life. Oh my goodness, I feel so bad. But the communist doesn't think like that. The communist doesn't look at human life that way at all. All right. Dear doctor, I have a question. I couldn't call in last night because I was driving, but I wanted to tell you about the worst I ever screwed up at work. I was working at a movie theater and a woman ran up to me in a panic yelling, "There's a man in the ladies' room." So I went in the restroom and said, "Sir, you can't be in here." The person turned around and said, "I'm not a sir." This was years before the trans was a thing, and she just happened to be a very mannish looking lady. I was mortified. I also want to point out that I noticed Chris was playing stoner music for your entire Thursday show, and I realized he was celebrating 420. Very funny, Chris. She says I can say her name. Her name is Jessica. Dude, Chris, please tell me you remember this. No one else will remember. No one else has been listening that long. Do you remember the lady I did this to who called in the show? Okay, so let me rehash. Chris doesn't even remember. Remember, I'm new to radio. We're not even been doing this 5 years. And 3-4 years ago, I was on, we're still on the great KPRC in Houston, but it was a real small 1 hour nighttime show. Okay. We took phone calls one night. I did it a lot more often back then than I do now. I just grew out of love with it. And this lady calls in and I'm going to see if I can do her voice. It was like this. It was very much like this. And so I called her, sir. She was so upset. She starts scolding me on the air. I'm not a sir. And oh man, it was brutal. She sounded like Fetterman out there. Well, whenever he starts talking, he's still warming up.
This is Jones Brown.
Food. All right, quit. I don't want you to starve to death. And because I don't want you to starve to death, I want you to go get an emergency 3-month food kit from My Patriot Supply. Now, no, I'm not telling you your grocery store is going to close tomorrow and World War III is going to break out and it's going to be Armageddon. No, I'm not saying that. That's ridiculous. I'm saying with everything going on in the world right now, who knows what the future holds? My Patriot Supply has emergency 3-month food kits ready to go. You will sleep better at night. Every day you wake up and find out the dollar's collapsed some more and oh my goodness, we're sending another $500 million to start World War III. You will sleep better knowing you and your family will be able to eat 2,000 calories a day for 3 months while you get things figured out. I pray to God you never need it. But they're $200 off per kit right now. go to mypatriotsupply.com and get yours today. All right? Mypatriotsupply.com. Go now.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm sorry, I'm a bad person. I can't help myself. I have to play. We already played Fetterman's opening remarks again when he chaired the subcommittee. I have to play his first question again. We did this last night. Now, keep in mind the silence in the beginning. It's not an editing mistake. I believe Chris and Michael actually had to cut it down some. She's sitting in front of him at the same table. He has glasses on and the paper's in front of him, and he's just staring down the whole time.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
Reading the question.
This is Jones Brown. Food banks are really critical for the support foundation of SNAP. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
The Emergency Food Assistance Program, or TFAP, was established to provide emergency food assistance to low-income individuals. And these individuals may not qualify for SNAP, but they might need additional support. Food banks like Filibuzz and knowing personally, they're the kind of quality of the work that you do in my own state. They distribute 85% of TFAP foods nationwide.
All right, I can't. I'm
but
sorry.
My focus is just stay focused.
Dear Shogun, if you found yourself suddenly named the chairman of the RNC, he says, yes, I know you're not a Republican, but listen, thank you. What's the first big, bold move you would make? I actually want a lot different. I want different things from the RNC than other people do. When people think about the RNC, they think about them maybe setting policy, coming up with a policy platform and leading on things. I want them to be for a secure border and low taxes, that kind of a thing. I actually don't want the RNC to ever get involved in any of those things at all. The RNC should be an exclusively blocking and tackling organization. Meaning, I don't need you talking about abortion. What's your ballot harvesting plan? What's your get out the vote plan? Why are you registering new voters? What's your voter registry plan? The boring, lame, unsexy stuff that Democrats are fantastic at and Republicans are terrible at. That's what I want the RNC focusing on. But the RNC doesn't like to do that because it's hard to raise money on things like that. When you're in the RNC and you go around, you bounce around the country meeting these big shot Republican rich guys, trying to get money out of them. Republican rich guys, they want to hear sexy things. Now, tell me what our policy, show me the new commercial you're going to make. I want to see your new TV commercial, guys. But that's not what wins elections. What wins elections is harvesting enough ballots like Democrats do routinely. That wins elections. Get out the vote effort. Those annoying text messages we get all the time, That wins elections. Letting people know there's an election. Get out. Go vote. That wins elections. Registering new voters wins elections. All the boring stuff. But when you're in the RNC, you don't want to sit down in front of Johnny Moneybags and you don't want to tell him Hey, my plan is to start a robust legal ballot harvesting operation. He doesn't even really know what you're talking about, and he's not impressed by it at all. So they don't do that. The RNC has had a bad mission for the longest time, and that's part of the reason we keep losing elections. But don't worry, we went back and elected all the same leadership in again.
Gosh.
Jesse, I saw a tweet from someone in Florida saying DeSantis is never there, that he's always out of the state campaigning. I'm assuming this is a complaint, but how else would this work? How do politicians run for office while still serving? They don't really. He's going to run for president. He's already running for president, just not officially yet. And so he's not going to be there very often. I think he's in Ohio today. Wow, look at that. Swing state Ohio. On the book tour, of course. He's not going to be there. Now, that's going to be a complaint that Team Trump is going to level at him often. They're going to try to say, hey, you ran for office. Why aren't you staying in office? I don't think that's a bad attack. I think that might have some effect. I think the people in Florida who've had their lives improved are kind of understood the game. They understood he was going to go on and probably run for president. Will it bother some people? Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it would. Masterful purveyor of quiet quitting. Designer dog snuggle bunny. That's not nice. I'm listening on 420. Thanks for putting the pot-smoking hippies in charge of the bumper music. Living in Comirato, that's Colorado, I should be used to it. One quick question. We are clearly being ruled by a tyrannical, out-of-control, overreaching government. So at what point does it become necessary to enact our constitutional responsibility to remove said tyrannical government? Well, I know what you're saying. But we have so many legal battles we need to fight before we ever get to some horrible place where it has to get ugly and terrible. And do keep this in mind always. As angry as you get at the news, as angry as I get at the news, you don't want that. You don't want that. We can get caught up in the movie aspect of combat. And you look at where we're at right now as a nation and you think you want to go on a night raid with your friends. That's not what it looks like, man. It looks like the people you love the most dying in your arms. Set that aside. Focus on legal. Focus on local. Take back your city first. Take back yourself first. I tell you this all the time whenever I bring up things like chalk about taking back yourself first. But I'm not kidding. Before you even run for your school board, have you started eating better? Have I? Working out more? Drinking enough water? And yet, things like chalk. Natural herbal supplements. Are you getting the vitamins and minerals you need in your life? Are you? Fellas, what are your testosterone levels like? Before we sally forth for another revolution, don't you think we should get our T levels where they should be? That's fairly important. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days when you take a male vitality stack from Chalk. Now figure what you'll feel like a year from now. Ladies, same thing for you. They have a female vitality stack. You begin at home. Begin with yourself. And then once you're straight, get your school board straight. Your city council straight. Sheriff. DA. Then your state government, because it probably sucks even if you're in a red state. Begin at home. Begin with yourself. Chalk.com promo code Jesse. All right. CHOQ.com promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions. Jesse, I live in Deep Blue, Massachusetts. I work in a hospital and I still have to wear a stupid paper tissue on my face all day. There are nurses and doctors here in Massachusetts who want paper masks permanent. Doctors here are still giving Remdesivir for every COVID patient. How can we expect these people to critically think? Medicine requires critical thinking. Do you think these people will ever question anything? No, they will not. And we haven't had this talk for a long time on the show, but I find this helps me understand these people. The communist has been trained for years in America's anti-American education system. He's been trained, actually, to not think. Especially doctors now.
They were always going to come for the medical profession. Don't think, just do as you're told. Don't think, just do as you're told. And so whether it's a doctor or it's your liberal Aunt Peggy, it helps thinking about these people as if they're robots, because that's really what they are. You think about things. When I say things you disagree with, you don't go along with it just because I said it. You disagree with it. You might even send me an email and tell me, yeah, I disagree with this, because you think for yourself. The communist does not think. Your liberal Aunt Peggy or your doctor still out there trying to push Pfizer into your arm? He's a robot. He walks up to the hive mind and he takes his cord out and he plugs his cord in and he gets everything uploaded, what he's supposed to say, what he's supposed to do. And then he unplugs and he goes back and he does those things. That's why your liberal Aunt Peggy, when you argue with her, that's why liberal Aunt Peggy will lash out. That's why she'll call, shut up, Nazi, when you bring up something specific, or she'll change the subject, or she'll just outright lie. But what she won't do is have a critical thinking conversation. Why? She can't. She's a robot. Can you have a critical thinking conversation with your computer? Of course you can't. When you think about them that way, it's easier to understand. All right. We only have one segment left of emails, then we're out of here. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. And before I get to emails I didn't get to and other things like that, I was focusing on you and local and legal in just a couple seconds ago. I'm going to play you something again. I played it for you last night. I think I played it for you twice, but I'm trying to drive a point home here. The group Accuracy in Media, they do great things. They went undercover, not in New York, not in California, not in Massachusetts. They went undercover in Indiana. You're going to hear a bunch of different people talking here. These are school people in Indiana. Before we talk about taking back America and the Constitution, your school board in your red area is filled with filth.
Now, I will tell you that we did tweak the name of our Equity and Inclusion Committee. Just because we just didn't want to make a target of it. And we felt right. For the people that were a part of that membership.
Right.
And so we renamed it, but that's the work we do is still.
Do you have an equity department or anything like that?
So what we decided to do is not call attention to it. Because when you call attention to it, then questions are asked. And I really believe that you can do more good under the radar.
You can do more good under the radar. We can't have people, can't have parents asking questions about what we're teaching their kids. Now, can we?
What else do you have to relabel or non-label like that?
CRT, social emotional learning are the two biggies.
We can still do the content, just no label.
Yep.
I get people that say, I don't like that you read a book to my child and the child was transgender in the book, and you know, I should have been asked permission for that. And I'm like, no, we don't ask permission if we can read a nice piece of literature that shows inclusive practices to families. So we have all gender bathrooms, you know,
for kids, even
the elementary level. Like I said, sometimes I get parents that aren't thrilled with some of the decisions we make, but that's what we believe in.
Indiana. Not New York, Indiana. So when I tell you to run for school board and you say, Jesse, not here in Wyoming, we don't have to worry about that. You have four communists in your hometown. They're all on your school board. Yes, you do have to worry about that. You do. And yes, you do have to worry about home title theft. It's a real thing. And this is the problem when you're talking to people about home title theft. They don't think it exists. Because what gets all the play online? Credit card theft and identity theft. And I'm not dismissing those things. These are very real concerns. But the cybercrime that is sweeping the country is home title theft. If you own a home, your home title is not in a bank vault. It is online. It's in the cloud now. And of course, these piece of trash criminals have figured out a way to hack them. What they do is they hack them. They forge your signature on them. Then they go start taking loans out against your home. You start getting late notices in the mail. You think it's scams. You think it's junk mail because you didn't take that loan out. But yes, you did. In the eyes of the bank, you did. In the eyes of the courts, you did. You got 50 grand? Because that's what it's going to cost you in attorney fees, or they'll evict you from your home. Or if that doesn't sound like fun, you could just go to HometitleLock.com/Jesse and sign up, because they'll detect the tampering and stop it. HometitleLock.com/Jesse. All right? All right. Well, let's dig in. I tried to press the button on the thingy, but it's not working. So emails I didn't get to. Here we go, Chris. I do my own sound effects for the show. Dear Oracle, my wife is currently mayor in a blue state. She's been asked to run for higher office as she's quite good at her job and has done many good deeds here, earning respect from both left and right. Our county and state were wiped out in the midterms. As you know, this would be a serious commitment of time and energy and money. With an underdog candidacy, no sure thing. Should she do it? Or should she stay in her role and relocate to a red state at the end of her term? Don't say my name, please. I will not say your name. Why would I want a good candidate, a capable candidate, behind enemy lines? What good do you do me? What good do you do the country behind enemy lines, getting eaten alive by the machine? I want you safe on our side of the line. You know why? Because the red state Republicans are pathetic, and we need them out. It's not that we need to move to red states and stop. We need to move to red states and clean out these pathetic low-T red state GOPs like the filth they are. They're killing us. No, we don't need your wife there. I need you moving her to Texas, because Texas Republicans are pathetic. Dr. Jesse, I need your help. A few days ago, I was stopped at a red light, and ahead of me, sitting alone in her truck, was a good-looking woman, probably in her 30s. Next thing I know, her right hand comes up, pinky finger out, and she sticks it in her right nostril. She swirled it around and took it back out. I'm thinking, okay, I get the pick and flick. What's wrong with you guys? But no, she proceeds to put that pinky finger right... Oh. She proceeds to put the pinky finger right into her mouth and Kamala cleaned the pinky finger. I was horrified, but it got worse. Her left hand comes up and she does the whole process again. Oh. She never looked her in her mirror to see my horrified expression, and she drove off never knowing someone who saw her do that nasty deed. I never knew pretty women picked their nose and ate it. It's an image burned into my brain, and any help would be appreciated. I don't know what to tell you, brother. His name is Scott. All I can tell you is this. There are a lot of scammers out there, but there are a lot of people who can offer you real emotional and psychological help. And if I saw something like that, I would have to see somebody. So I would recommend you need to see somebody. All right. Jesse, I agree with the verbal portrait you paint of our current situations. I believe we've seen nothing yet. When the dollar crashes or loses 50% of its value, the useful idiots will be angry and hungry. Real hard decisions will be made on both sides. Well, it's one of those things that I've tried to bring up for the longest time. When I talk about the debt is one of the lamest things you can ever talk about on radio or TV, because whenever you bring it up, it doesn't seem real. And people have been complaining about the debt forever, and it's never really crashed on us. So it's just one of those things that how do you make someone care when they've never been smacked in the face with it? And you can scream from the rooftops, hey, I'm going to smack you in the face. It's going to smack you in the face. If we don't stop, it's going to smack you in the face. But if that person's never been hit, then it's not real anymore. But once that day comes, when they're done spending us into bankruptcy, when the people who run this country, Republican and Democrat, are done looting the treasury, those are going to be rough times, man. That's why I'm always telling you about making preparations like food and water and things like that, because things... when things go down, when they go down, and you see this historically, it happens so fast. There's an old quote that I don't know who said it. I'm doing this off the top of my head, where someone said, sometimes history happens all at once. Sometimes it happens all at once. All right? All right. That's it. Put your phone down and put your chin up. Go enjoy time with family and friends this weekend. That's all.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast's like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.